The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one, from education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation. This program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. Our offices are located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, or you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. In studio with me is my good friend, producer, and co-host, Carl Big Papa Welsh. How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to this conversation with this brilliant gentleman here today.
Who is that is so brilliant that's coming on the show today? I think this is Mr. Joel Weirich. How you doing, Joel?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing good, Joel. Hey, before we dive into the subject, Joel, which is, you know, we're all so excited about it, we want to know a little bit about you. Those people who don't know you may not know that you're the former president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce itself. So, Joel, give us a little history about who you are and why you're going to do what you're going to talk about later today.
Oh, geez. I give you the short version. I was president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce for 10 years. I'd say one of the most important things that I got out of that was kind of what we're talking about. And during the workshop is collective economics. And finally, we as a community, as a people, coming together, working together, further economic develop ourselves as a group. Mm-hmm. And when I was at the chamber, we formed a group called BIG, which was Brothers and Sisters Investment Group. BIG was the acronym. Mm-hmm. And what happened from that, members of BIG at the chamber are now members of this LLC that we formed, where we're buying up real estate in San Jose and beyond. But so far, the three buildings that we've purchased come from San Jose.
Well, you have a history of buying real estate. I think you told me the story when you were in college. You got into buying real estate. Can you share that story with our listeners?
It'd probably take 2 hours, but I'll give you the short version. But yeah, I did it for all the wrong reasons, but it all worked out, which was a beautiful thing. My freshman year at San Jose State, I just thought it would be cool to buy, to have a house that I could control and have parties, massive parties, and bring as many girls as I could over there and the whole nine yards. And it was crazy. It was stupid. Like I said, a 19-year-old, right? That's how you think, right?
So I did the same thing at 30, but that's a whole nother problem. Right? Go ahead.
That's right. That's another conversation. But, you know, but because I'm from San Jose, it was all my buddies. So, you know, I got a Victorian house. And all my guys in high school, since we were just, you know, kind of just going from high school to San Jose State, I bought the house. They rented from me. It paid the note. I basically was living there for free after it was all said and done. And then when I graduated 4 years later, just like anybody that knows anything about real estate or living in Silicon Valley, the house had appreciated some ridiculous amount. And I was like, wait a minute, how much money did I just make? I didn't even work. It's worth how much? You know, so I refinanced that house and bought three more houses downtown.
Wow. And
today I still own all four of those houses. But I is at that point that I was never going to go to get a job. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll just do this because I got to just hang out with the boys and throw parties, and went to school, you know, so that my job was going to San Jose State, and so and was able to earn a living not working. So that's exactly what had happened, and ironically, the only job I've ever had in my life is your job. so that was the only job I ever had. So I hear
Roy Black, the economist, whatever he always says, that some of the most wealthiest people in the world have always started off or have built their wealth off of real estate. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely. Again, the only way to create wealth is to buy assets. That's really the short answer. If you're the only way you can make money and certainly, again, create wealth, and there's a difference between rich and wealth, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I tell people, I said, Steph Curry is rich.
Right.
You know, he signed a $200 million contract. He is rich.
Right.
Now, Joe Lacob, the owner, he's wealthy.
He's wealthy.
Because no matter what happens, see, Steph has to get up in the morning and go to work.
Right.
Because
right.
if he stops playing basketball, his money stops.
Right.
Well, like all of us, right? If we're working, but Joe, if Steph Curry gets hurt, what does Joe do? He goes and
buys
another player.
Buy someone
else. Getting paid. Yeah, right. I'll just have somebody else. Joe gets paid regardless of whether he gets up out of bed in the morning or not.
So that's
the difference between rich and wealthy. Now, what Steph Curry does with his money would determine whether he is wealthy or not.
Right. Well, that was my next question, was what do you consider wealth? Now, I understand someone that makes $200 or $300 million is rich, but wealthy is those that have investments that are reoccurring investments that are worth more than $1 billion. Would that be?
Well, but can I chime in a little bit before you, Joe, before you answer that? Yeah. And I'm going to add to that one. The difference that some people don't see is there's active income and there's passive income. And when you're financially free, your passive income supports your lifestyle.
Right.
And even if someone is listening to our show and they're saying, well, I'm never going to have the type of money like, you know, Lacob and those guys have that own these teams, they still can be financially free by controlling their lifestyle and having that. So go a little bit into what Carl just asked you, Joel, and then we'll talk about the workshops.
Right. Well, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. So basically, wealth has nothing to do with the amount of money that you have. If I just have my backpack and I just travel the world, and let's say I had, let's say I'm on SSI and I get $800 a month from SSI, but I got my backpack and I'm just traveling the world, I'm wealthy. I have no bills. I have $800 to live off of. And as long as I spend $799 a month or less, I'm wealthy. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have to go to work. That basically, wealth is the term. It's a wheel, right? Which means wealth. That's if you look at the definition. That's all it is. It's just well being. It has nothing to do really with money. It's just your frame of mind, your well being, and just knowing that you have zero stress in your life or very little stress. That is wealth.
Financial independence.
I'm wealthy. I'm not rich.
Well, I must be one of the 7 billion wealthiest people.
Because he's got a backpack.
I got that $800 in my backpack. So,
but again, the key is
not having bills.
Really, another way to determine that though is again, if as long as whatever your expenses are don't exceed, you know, your income, you're fine. Mm-hmm. You're fine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can have $1 billion, but if I'm spending $1 billion in one, I'm broke.
Then you must work for Donald Trump, because that's his.
Well, there you go. I mean, but that's really it. So as long as, you know, track and field, man, or the track guy, stay in your lane.
Stay
in your financial lane. You stay in your financial lane. Whatever that lane is, you will be just fine.
Right.
So this course that we're talking about, and this is why it's so important, there are really, there's just a myriad of great get rich or create wealth this, and, you know, Tony Robbins is now getting into it, and, you know, I don't even know his name, Kokiyashi. It's funny,
yeah.
I don't read, and I need to shoot myself, because I don't. But I don't know all the players out there.
Yeah, that's the rich man, poor man guy.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But again, all of the stuff that they are teaching is all great information, and it does work. I truly believe that because I listened to a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, that absolutely works. I think there's two things I don't like about it. One, they're asking for a lot of money for that expertise that they're sharing with
right,
you.
Yeah.
And I think that's ridiculous. I say, but the other piece is they're teaching the best way to come up with them, metaphorically speaking. It's like they're teaching a grad class to people that may have not even had their GED.
Right.
Mm. So what we're doing is that in order to create wealth, or more importantly, in order to keep wealth, you have to have a wealthy mindset. You have to have a wealthy mindset. Right. So we're going to take you all the way back to getting your GED and so in wealth so that when you walk out of this, you finish this workshop, I'm going to guarantee you are going to know exactly what the mindset is and that mindset to create wealth, your own wealth. And again, that number, your goals, you'll determine that. But regardless, you will never be broke and you will never be poor.
Wow.
Regardless, you will not be that. You will have that wealth. So we're going to break down that workshop into three segments, which basically would be.
Can you save it, Joel, for just a second? Because we're almost going to be ready for break. And I want to just say this quick little story because I want folks who are listening to see the power of what you're talking about, that collective economics. There was a small business person, and if I get this wrong, Joel, you let me know. Small business person was renting in a strip mall and found out that the mall was going to be sold, and she told you. And you were able to put your group of investors together, come in and buy the mall, the strip mall, but take the owner who had been a renter in the mall. Now she's a part owner of that mall. That was one of the most powerful stories I had ever heard of. And so I want people to realize that what Joel is talking about, he's actually executed and done it to help somebody else. And so when we come back for break, we're going to dive into that story for as deep as you want to share how that works, Joel. And then we're going to talk about the workshop. So let's leave it right there, guys. We're going to go and take a short break. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
This is Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com, or call 408-288-8806. Now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Talking about money, we got the guy that's going to share how you can get that money, but not just get it, but use it to be wealthy. Well, welcome back to Silicon Valley Business Connections. We got our guest, Mr. Joel Weirich, on the line. And Joel previously was telling us about this wealthy mindset, and he had a wonderful story on how he helped a young lady who actually owned a small business become not just a renter in a strip mall. She became what? An owner, a part owner of the strip mall. You want to share that story with us, Joel?
Yeah, so, and this is something we'll also dive into during the workshop, but that's what collective economics is all about. So basically, I was playing golf with her brother, who's a pastor of Logos Church, Elam Rock, Pastor Neil. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about that his sister was offered to buy the building because she had been a renter there for over 26 years,
wow.
One of the longest tenants there. So he was like, hey, I want to get out. You want it? And she said, hey, you know, she didn't have any money to do it. She's just running, you know, typical small business owner, dumping all her money back into her business and into inventory and all of that good stuff. And again, successful business, but not at level of buying a shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And then me being a real estate guy, but also, again, what happened is the formation of BIG, which was a Silicon Valley, Genesis project that with the chamber there, is that we created this brothers and sisters investment group, which was BIG. And we just were people that said, hey, I got a little bit of money. If something comes up, that I might want to invest my money as a group. Maybe we'll just pony up, or, you know, put our little 2 cents worth, everybody put their pool their money together, and let's start buying things. And that's exactly what had happened here, is that Norita Powell, who was actually one of our board members at the chamber, was actually board chair for a while. I called her up, called a couple other people up, and we pooled our money together and bought the mall. And then we offered Gwen and said, Gwen, for you telling us about it, or at least telling your brother about it, how we heard about it, we would like to lend you your portion of the money, because we're going to have to pay, you know, we got to come up with cash, obviously, to buy the building. We will lend you your money, and you just pay us back over the course of 10 years, and we'll give you 20% ownership of the building.
Wow.
So this was African Americans getting together, finally, you know, 2015, saying, you know what, let's start working together and buying bigger and better things. Because individually, none of us could have bought that mall. It was, you know, it was out of our price range. But again, if you pull ourselves together, enough people, then, you know, we can start buying bigger and better buildings as a collective. And then that's basically what collective economics is all about, and what the big program at the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce was all about. So it all came into to fruition and became a reality. And since then, we've bought two other buildings. So we now own a shopping center. We own a mixed-use building, which is four apartments and four retail stores. And then we just recently purchased a public storage, self-storage warehouse in downtown San Jose as well.
Wow, that's a wonderful story. And I believe anybody who's listening to the program can expect to learn this. But you shared earlier that before you can get to this point of the collective economics, you really got to go and get the cobwebs and get the food stamp ideas out of people's head. Joel, how do you plan to do that at the workshop? How are you going to get this wealthy mindset?
Well, you know what? And good question. And I got this. I got it down. I basically woodshedded this thing and said, okay, I need to write this all out on paper and how to make this thing happen. And I discovered when I did this, and I guess this happens all the time, but this is new to me. I learned a lot about myself of why I do things that I do. I did them naturally, but now that I'm having to teach it and convey this, you know, this skill set to someone that may or may not have it already, I learned why I do the things that I do. And so what had happened there is that I now have an understanding of exactly what is that wealthy mindset. I can compare that to like a poor, broke mindset real quick. And we'll go obviously in detail in this workshop. Is that poor, broke people, or let's say, you know, and I don't want to say lower class, only because we use middle class as a standard, like everybody wants to be middle class, you know, but the poor, broke, lower class, they just buy stuff. The way that they process their money is they buy stuff. And when I buy stuff, they buy, PlayStation 4, TV sets, stuff that they buy that they spend their money on has really no value, down the road. And then middle class people buy what I call liabilities. They buy things, the Joneses, they buy, you know, Porsches, Mercedes, name brand stuff. And that's something I'll get into, is if you're buying name brand, you are being sucked into the, you know, to the marketing hell. But rich people, wealthy people, they buy asset, period. So what they spend their money on ends up making them money.
Right.
So we go through those three, and then I'll break it down specifically, and then it'll be clear as all day. I'll put it on paper and explain everything to you, and you'll like, I get it. And you'll see where you are currently and where you need to be. And again, as soon as you make that shift into a wealthy mindset, instead of saying, I need some Air Jordans. No, you don't need Air Jordans. You need shoes.
Right.
And as soon as you get that and go, you know what? All I really need is a pair of shoes.
Right. That's why I got my $5 tennis shoes.
That's right. You're going to start saving money and creating, you know, and creating wealth immediately. And now we're charging $200 for this workshop. I tell you right now, at the end of this workshop, if you do not find that of value, I don't make you $200, you know, back. Then I'll give you your money back right then and there. No problem. I know that the shift will happen immediately. And again, as soon as you realize you don't need Air Jordans and you need shoes, I've just saved you $150 right there.
Right. So
you're paying $200 for those Air Jordans, and you realize I just need some really good quality shoes for $50. Boom.
Right.
There you have it. But again, we'll go through all of that, and then you'll get it. And once we do that wealthy mindset and we have that, then we'll move on to how to take that wealthy mindset and apply that into your everyday life, you know, how you spend money, because every time you open up your wallet, every time you open up your purse, every time you put down your credit card, your check, write a check or whatever, you need to ask yourself, is this a wealthy choice?
Yeah.
And I just want you to have that dialogue with yourself. Is this a wealthy choice? And again, there'll be times that it's not. You know what? I'm going into Starbucks. I'm paying $5 for a cup of coffee that I know it's only 50 cents. I know it's not a wealthy choice. It's not a good move. But as long as you have that dialogue with yourself, you'll start to change. It'll start to shift, because what will happen is I've been buying the Starbucks coffee 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and I'm like going, you know what? It is stupid. I just brew some at the house for 50 cents, or go buy the damn Starbucks same beans, right? They'll sell you the beans. Put them in your own grinder at your house and save $4 on that cup of coffee. You're still having the same cup of Starbucks coffee. You just save $4. But when you start thinking and processing like that, all of a sudden, you're going to see your bank account just increase, you know, exponentially. And that's what will happen. And then as you keep asking yourself every time you spend money, is this a wealthy choice? You'll see the shift. And then the third piece of it is collective economics and saying, okay, now that we all have this wealthy mindset, now we all use these principles in our everyday lives, how can we start making some real big money and realizing that, you know what? As long as I know that Carl and Joel and Susie and you know, and Francis, we all have that same mindset, we can pull our money together and start buying shopping centers, start buying storage units, start buying, you know, bigger stuff that we couldn't do as individuals, because we all have that same mindset and we all get it and we understand that, you know, I'd rather have a percentage of this multi-million-dollar property than have nothing. And it'll all make sense. It'll all make sense. It'll fall right into place.
Right.
And I guarantee it'll be the best $200 you guys have ever spent.
So you have six hours of workshops, and you're going to break it into three different sections, right? So section number one is a wealthy choice is a healthy choice.
Right, exactly.
Section number two is making America great again, and that's a whole new the return of the middle class is what we want to talk, which is very important right now.
Yeah.
And
then
and
the
you
third
get a hat
one is,
with hey Carl, before you go on, you know, you get a hat with section two.
You get a red hat in writing, right? Make them. And then the third section is collective economics, which is something that you have brought to fruition yourself and is proven to be successful. And when you spoke earlier about the $5 coffee from Starbucks, is that what you consider your daily wealth decision?
Yeah, that was an example, right? How we spend our money, because again, no matter what we do, every time you spend your money, and I don't care what you spend it on, you just need to have that dialogue with yourself. And again, we'll break it down. So it's almost the best way to say it is that we make healthy choices, even though we're not all healthy. We are, because we've been bombarded with all the stuff from the media, like, oh, that's fattening here. This has got protein in it. Boom, 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 boom. We naturally always make healthy choices. Whether we do it or not, we have that, let me back up. We have that, we ask that question, is this a healthy choice? So when I have a piece of cake, I'm sitting there going, I know I ain't got no business eating this piece of cake. I know a guy over there is looking at me talking about, Joel, with that gut, you ain't got no business eating that piece of cake. Whatever. Again, we already have that with when it has to do with consumption of food in our mouths. But we don't have that same process when we spend our money, when money leaves our wallet. That's the best parody I can come up with, is that we do that. We consciously have a conversation with ourselves when it comes to everything that we do when we eat our food or drink or whatever. We do it. And we go, I'm going to have that piece of cake anyway. That's fine.
Hey, Joel. I want to frame this.
That money on it.
Hey, Joel, I want to frame this because we got probably about a minute and a half. And what you're basically saying that if anybody listens to this show and they would like to change their mindset, they want to change some of the habitual things they've been doing, and they can get into a wealthy mindset, they should come to this seminar.
Yeah.
If they come to this seminar, they are guaranteed to get that wealthy mindset. And if they don't, the $200 they spend, they will get it right back. It's a fully refundable. So that offer is only for about 20, 25 people we're going to have at the class. So it's January 20th. We're not going to release the location yet because the Chamber's working out a place where we're going to do it. But if they want to learn or find out more information, Joe, how could they reach you or how could they find out more about the workshop?
Well, reach out to the Chamber. The Chamber will have everything.
Yeah, okay, so everybody should go to blackchamber.com or call the Chamber, too. It's area code 408-288-8806. If you want to have this wealthy mindset, we encourage you to come to this workshop produced by Joel Wyrick.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel, we're almost out of time.
Let
Carl,
me say something
anything
real quick.
Else you want to
I've
get?
Known Joel for about 15 years, and I volunteered to work behind Joel when he was at the Chamber a long time ago, just so I can learn from him, because Joel is one of the cats that I know that knows how to move, shake, quake, and roll. Everything he says, obviously, will work because it has worked for him.
And it goes ching ching.
That's right.
Well, we're out of time right now, Joel. We do appreciate you. I want to thank you for being on the show again. And if anybody wants to know more information about it, call the Chamber, 408-288-8806. And until then, we want you to stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.